Hi guys, good day and welcome to another episode of Podcast Friday Stuck with Laws. So today we are going to be talking about something really sensitive, something that is key and special to my heart, I would say, because I mean a lot of us, if not everybody in this life, experiences it and stuff. And I'm not going to be talking about this alone. I have with me a friend of mine, and he's going to do the honors of introducing his own self. Okay.
Hello guys, my name is Ikenna, and well, I'm here with Lois, so you guys get ready for this whole session.
Okay. So yes, we are going to be talking about phobia. Yes, I just dropped that bomb. We are going to be talking about phobia today. Basically, what is phobia? I mean, I'm not here to lecture you and stuff, but phobia is just basically like the fear of a situation or an experience due to another experience, due to the fact that you've experienced it before, or you've seen it somewhere, or a friend of yours has experienced it and stuff. So basically, it's just fear. So causes of phobia, you have trauma, you have learned reactions, you have your environment. But learned reactions and environments go together, because let's say you stay with a friend that has a lot of relationship issues, a lot of relationship boy drama and stuff, and then you're single, but it's like you don't want to get into a relationship because you've seen what your friend is experiencing. So that can be like fear from learned reactions and your environment and stuff. So basically, I just had to do that whole rundown. I just let Ikenna talk on this one. So what do you see phobia as?
I think phobia is just basically, like you said, fears. And, well, just situations that people just find themselves in, like, in a box where they try to, like, get out from. But they find it difficult to, like, get out from the box.
Well, like so, a mental box, yeah?
Yeah, from a mental box.
That makes sense. But the key thing I really want to dwell on today, that's why I just had to like wrap up, touch here, is basically the experiences that we go through. I really wanted this to be really personal. So that's why I invited Ikenna here, so that we could have a personal sesh, and then you could see from other people's eyes and learn from other people, and also interpret it to whatever it means to you, your own fears and stuff, and then be able to relate. So we're just going to be talking about experiences that we have phobia over. So I think I'm going to let Ikenna start first. I think I'm going to let him start with his phobias, his fears, and maybe past fears and how he has overcome them, or you know, stuff like that. Basically, I'm just going to let Ikenna talk and take a sip.
Okay, fears. Personally, I've had like several fears, like right from time I've been growing up till now. Some of them have been conquered and some of them are yet to be. So I think the one that is presently occurring now is, let me say, basically what everybody faces right now.
Which
fear
is?
Of not being successful, fear of being a failure, fear of being a disappointment. So at this point in an individual's life, we tend to be in the position of thinking of what's the next step, what are we going to do next, how is the future going to be. We worry too much about the future. How are we going to cope? We wonder where we'll see ourselves in the next 5 years or in the next 2 years and all that stuff. So I feel, for me personally, I feel like, okay, it's overwhelming.
Okay.
Like the thought of, will I be here at this particular time? Unless you see yourself somewhere, but you're scared of what will be, the road be like. And because of that, you find yourself putting yourself in a box where you hide away from all those fears. You want to just be, let me see, you just want to wing it. And then once the thought of it comes to mind, you enter a state of shock, or your thoughts just keep flying and flying to the extent you feel like you're about to lose your mind. And
okay, so you're trying to say,
yeah,
the fear of failing is there, so you want to wing it and just lay your hands on anything, basically. And if it goes bad, like, I mean, you fall down and then you're disappointed and you just lose that vibe. So that, if I'm getting you, is that what you're trying to say?
Let me see. Yeah, a little bit of it though.
Okay.
Okay, let me put this way. You feel like you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the thought comes to your head, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if this happens? What if that? That's fear, what if?
Okay.
It messes with your head psychologically to the extent that you feel like, man, I can't do this anymore. You just want to do the
Okay, so it holds you back.
Yeah, it holds back.
Okay.
And then you feel like, ah, I can't do this anymore. Then you look for something else to just distract you off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where most people go into state of, let's say, drugs, looking for a medium to just cancel out that fear. Sometimes people even go to, let's say, they have this fear of depression. Based on, let's say, supposing if it doesn't work out, you feel like you're going to enter one kind of depression that you do some crazy stuff to.
Okay, so if I'm getting it right, this can be something huge, because you've not even done what you want to do.
Yeah.
You are afraid to do it.
Yeah.
And it's the fear of being afraid to do it. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
The fear of being afraid to do it that makes you, oh my God, like, I think this is intense. Because you haven't even tried. But it's like that fear of, okay, what if, that holds you back. And then you start losing your mind. But it's like you haven't tried. And I think that's a very valid point. Because, I mean, a lot of us go through it. You have this idea. You have this this whatever that you want to chase, but you're just, okay, what if, and then you never, what if in quotes, you never what if, and you start feeling depressed, but you don't remember that, hey, I once had this idea,
yeah,
but I just didn't have the courage, I was scared, you know, I was thinking of the aftermath even before I put in any real physical work, and I just let my
mindset
screw me up and things like that. So you're trying to say that happens to you
sometimes? I don't feel like it happens to me alone. I feel like it helps a lot.
But we're talking from like a very personal angle here now.
Yeah, I think it happens to me sometimes.
So how do you overcome this?
Well, okay, apart from having like good friends, you talk to them, they encourage you.
Okay.
I really tell myself, like, wait, why fear this particular situation? Because you've not, like you said, you've not gone through it yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's still, like, a lot of bridges you're meant to pass before you reach there. So just take it like every pitfall is, like, a building block to your success story. So that's how I just see it sometimes. And I'm like, you know, just get your mind together. Just do something. At least, even if it's, and don't just try to trap yourself inside a box, because the more you trap yourself inside a box, the more the box is shrinking inside the box.
Word. Well, I think that's a very nice angle.
Yeah,
I think that's a very nice angle. Okay, so I think it's my turn.
Yeah.
Basically, I have some laughing. Okay. Basically, I also have the fear of failure, and I have two major fears, basically. Generally, it's failure. Then I would say under that, I would say leaving failure, I would go to relationships, but I would just start with failure. a lot of times people see me out there and they think Lois has this figured out. Lois knows her next move, Lois knows her next plan, blah blah, Lois this, Lois that. Hey Lois, how do you do? Blah 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 blah. Thank you, I'm tired, okay? I don't have it all together all the time. You know, honestly, because sometimes I want to work on a project. Or I work on a project and I just leave it on my phone and leave it on my system drafted. Just there. For months. What are you saying, days? I leave it on my system there and it's like, okay, Lois, what idea? And I'm like, I start telling myself, I'm like, well, you, oh, sure, maybe I'll visit it tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes another tomorrow. And it just keeps going. And it's just like, you know, a lot of people just see me out there and feel I have it all together. But I also have fears. I have fears of disappointing myself first, before even my parents. Because there are dreams, there are things I want to achieve. I mean, I'm a very ambitious person. I'm not even going to lie to you. So there are different things I want to achieve at different points in my life. And sometimes I just get scared that, okay, what if, just what if, still that, still that what if, that what if comes in. And I'm like, okay, what if, but somehow I managed to get the strength and God helps me to like push it at the back of my mind. And I just rough it to do what I have to do. Or sometimes I tell myself, you know what, Lois, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start something. Just put it out there. You'd never know who may like it. Even down to when I'm trying to like put out blog posts. And sometimes I'm not really feeling what I'm putting out. And then it's funny how that particular blog post gets lots of views and people are commenting about it. People are like, Lois, this really touched me. Lois, I really needed to hear this at this point in time. Yeah. And myself, I'm stunned, you know. And it's just like, a lot of times we do not need to hold back for the fear of what if, in quotes. I mean, you haven't tried. And I usually tell people, what's the worst that could happen? Like, say you do this. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that, because I know why you're looking at me like that. And I'm getting there. But it's like, what's the worst that could happen? Yes, yes. I know, I know. I shoot myself in the leg sometimes with my own words.
Yeah, that would
and
be
I need to pay attention to my words sometimes. But, you know, it still boils down to that phobia, that fear. So with this, I think I'm going to just go straight to my fear of relationships. So I've had my fair share of men drama. If you're in my... Don't do that. So if you're in my life, basically, you would know that I have a lot of men drama. Like, yo, I can count Tom, Dick, Harry, Joseph, Jay, all of the, you know, different guys on my case and shit. And, you know, I think it happens like that to every lady in her 20s, 30s. I mean, guys would always find you attractive or want to take you out and things like that. And that's perfectly okay. But when you get to that point when you see this nigga, or you see, oh, sorry, let me not even use nigga. You see this uncle, okay? And he's trying to get close to you. He's trying to get to know you and stuff. And you know he doesn't just want to know you for knowing sake. Come on, your instincts are going to kick. And it's like, it gets to that point where, you know, you should start stepping things up. You should start stepping up your game. You know, the questions should start having a different turn. But your lips are sealed. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to let him do the work. And, you know, kiss. Because you are afraid. And that's what we talked about earlier, the phobia from learned
experience,
learned reactions and stuff, and the environment you've been in. I mean, people have different social phobias, like being judged. Like, I mean, there's no way you tell me you haven't been scared of being judged or first impression. Like, did you make the right impression to this person, or meeting new people, or the crowd, or something, basically, social phobias, yeah? But it's like, when it comes to relationships, who takes away that phobia of heartbreak? Like, okay, I know what it means to be in a relationship. I've experienced this heartbreak before. I know what this pain feels like. I know how much it can hurt. I know how much you can cry. And then it's like, okay, some guy comes and literally in your mind is, yeah, right. Thank you for telling me literally, like, hey, let's start this heartful process all over again. It's like, yo, this is emotionally suicidal. Because it's crazy. that phobia is gonna be there, and it's not something I've really come up with. A lot of people do not. I mean, I stick my head out the most. Hey, shoot your shot, slide into my DM, let's talk, you know, I do all that whole crazy stuff. But deep down, I mean, now we make the noise pass, now we cower pass. I will even lie to you, because
when you now make those shots, give them that open door for them to make their shots, you know, when the question comes in, you now back out.
You now back like, out, you get it, like, so cowardly, you back out, but it's not your fault, basically. You're reacting to everyone out there that has this problem with me. Shout out to you. It's not your fault. You're reacting because you've been there. Like, you've actually been there. And don't look at me like that. Like, you've actually been there. So you know what it means. Like, it's like your emotions are questioning. Are you sure you want to go through all that again? Are you sure you want to go through that pain? What if it doesn't work? What if this? What if that? The what if problem? We're back at it. So it's one problem I've never really put out there, that okay, hey guys, I'm scared of relationships right now, and I won't even lie to you and stuff. But you can always overcome phobia. This is me telling you, you can always overcome phobia. And I usually tell people that the phobia in itself comes from the underlying question: are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for that? If you look at it very well. But then it's like, you can never really be ready. You know, say you want to start a blog or something, and you're thinking, what if? Still the underlying question, are you ready? But you can never be ready enough if you do not start. You can never really know enough if you do not start. And same thing with relationships. You can never know enough of a person. You can never really experience what that relationship would have offered if you did not venture into it. So it's just like, I'm telling everybody out there that you might be scared, and that's fine, because you've experienced what you have experienced before. So regardless of it being relationship, regardless of it being that career, regardless of it, what's the worst that could happen? You will only fail and start all over again. I mean, you are now fail, you didn't fail. You know they keep messing though. You're just going to fail. Yeah, you know what? That's it now. You're just going to fail. Even when you fail, exactly, you know they repeat. You're just going to fail. And then life goes on. And then you're gonna learn through it. Someone said, when you fail, you're not starting afresh, you're starting from experience.
Yeah.
So exactly, you didn't die. So I mean, phobias are there, but it is one thing to know that you have this phobia. It is another thing to seek help, to seek solution. Okay, how can I overcome this? How can I not shy away? What can I tell myself every day to help me? And how do I improve? How do I become better and stuff? So this is me telling everybody out there that if you have a phobia whatsoever, try to seek help. Try to talk to people around you. Your close circle of friends can even help you. Don't just shut yourself out. Try to stick your neck out there, embrace all those beautiful opportunities, embrace that man that is coming. This is me telling that to myself. And don't be scared, and don't be scared of even mistakes. I mean, don't knowingly get into mistakes, but take risks. Your risk can never be too calculated, because there are risks and they can never be too calculated.
Even the best calculations have.
Do you know, like, yeah, I mean, they can be faltered. So I'm just telling everybody out there that stick your neck out, don't be scared, take away the what ifs, try to learn, talk to people, and just trust the process. See what it comes to in the end. You're not going to die, basically.
Yeah, I'm good there.
Yeah, I know, right? Very, very important, very though. Important. Very essential.
But if God is not there, you just lose your mind.
Very essential, because a lot of things that you really want to do, if God is not there to direct you, show you the way, talk to you, you are just going to be directing yourself, and in the end, you are going to feel a forehead flat until He picks you up again.
Just like a bug on a windshield.
So yeah, we've come to the end of the show. Do you have anything to say for our public, Ina?
Okay, basically, just don't let yourself get trapped inside that box in your head. That's my
in your head, you get it.
Because once you get yourself trapped, you're trapped there forever. and try to open up to people, your closest friends, not just anyone anyways, those that you can like sense positive energy from, positive vibes from. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of people you can talk to.
Mm.
Because you can't just trust anyone.
Yeah.
There are some that you can talk to and then they might be the beginning point of your downfall.
Yeah. And so, your phobia, increased phobia, yeah, basically.
So just focus on positive vibes.
Yeah, I mean positive vibes. So guys, that's from Mikaela. For me, I would say you can be whatever you want to be. You can overcome anything you want to overcome. You are in charge of you, basically. So just do you, stick to positive vibes, do not isolate yourself from friends. I mean, it's one thing to isolate yourself physically, it's another to isolate yourself mentally and emotionally. So do not do that, because sometimes it just increases your whole self-doubt and you downplaying yourself. I mean, you need people and friends that will support and encourage you. So I think that's it for this episode. Cancel the what ifs and trust that you're gonna be just fine. So don't forget guys to visit lawinspiration.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yep. Spread the gospel. Share my podcast and all my links. And I am going to see you when I see you next time on Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois. It is Lois Tarikebo and Ikena signing out. Bye guys.
Bye guys.